Well, my name is Andrea Calderon. I am married to my wonderful husband, Bill Thomas, or William to me. Everybody knows him as Bill, but it's William to me. We have three kids, and one of them is my beautiful baby girl, Mina, who was diagnosed with a condition. It's called septal optic dysplasia.
I'm sorry, can you say
that again? Septal optic dysplasia, which means that her optic eyes are underdeveloped. Okay, so but first, before I start saying anything else, let me tell you what it means rain to me, because this is a very heavy and important topic. I think when we talk about raining, I had to understand it first, because it was a process to me, the understanding what it actually means in English, raining with God or Christ. When I thought about raining, I thought about as I was a little girl, okay? Did you listen to stories? You know, there is a king always, and that king has a kingdom, right? The king's supposed to be fair and loving. You know, in the stories we read, you know, it's supposed to be fair and loving, and so he's in charge of the whole kingdom. He ruled. Okay. And of course, all the people in it, all the people, he's the one who rules on everything. Most of the people in it, even though they're ruled by this kingdom, they don't know him, right? They don't have a relationship with him. They know there is a king, but they don't have a relationship with him. Even though they don't have a relationship with him, they had to obey him, you know, to obey the rules that he has in his kingdom. So he comes, you know, the decision of obey him or go against him, right? They had to make that decision. Well, today I want to talk about my king, a king of love, forgiveness, grace. I get so emotional. A king that saved me, who changed my life when I decided to follow him. Honor him and have a close relationship with him. He allowed me to hear his voice and to see the power, his power, through bad reports, difficult circumstances, but most importantly, through happiness and thanksgiving. My story or my testimony started when I was pregnant. Okay, my husband and I, we were from different religions. I was raised Catholic, and my husband is Baptist. So I had to make a decision, right? First, I want to just put it out that the way I'm going to share my testimony is with keywords that it meant a lot to me, during my process. Okay. The first word I'm going to share with you is decisions, right? And the good thing about it, and just made me so happy, was the last night, Lynn, that talked about decisions, right? So it made it easy for me. Because, you know, she thought, you know, there are decisions, different type of decisions, the easy decisions that we make, you know, what shoes, we want to wear with this outfit, or, you know, what meal do you want to eat, or we want to eat. Or the big decisions, who am I going to marry, you know? Where am I going to send my kids to school? You know, decisions that will affect your life. So I want to read the definition of decisions. It's the act of process of deciding, determination, as of a question or doubt, by making a judgment. So it says, so what else, what more important than to decide to give your life to Christ, right? It's a really important decision. And it's the best decision I have ever made in my life. I decided to follow my husband and together seek the Lord, because we couldn't have two religions, because it would divide our family, right? We love the same God, but we had two different beliefs.
Relationships.
Yeah. You know, I decided to follow him and be together. So it was easy for me to before I took the decision. It was so easy because I wasn't cold, really, really cold, and I wasn't hot. I was just right in the middle. Okay. I was enjoying just being fresh and, you know, right there, very comfortable. But I wasn't happy. Something was missing. And I really thought, well, now I'm pregnant. And who else than me and my husband to teach my daughter about God? Because, you know, I know about God. I know, right? I know that there is a God, and I want to teach her all the beautiful things. But I found myself on, well, how much do I know about him? I don't really know much about him, right? So I have to make this decision. It was so important to me. So I want to read this Bible verse. It's Matthew 7:13 through 14. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But the small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. So it's really important to make a decision, right? To follow God. And it was so easy for me to be in that, you know, big road. You know, just go for it. Go whatever you want. Do whatever you want. You know. But that little narrow path is the one where I found the joy, where I found the joy in my heart. And with this, what better example than Mary, right? Mary, you know, the angel came to Mary and said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." Okay? But Mary said, "How will this be? How?" Mary asked the angel, "I am a virgin," right? So she had to make the decision on, this doesn't make sense. This just doesn't make sense for me. Or obey. Be obedient. Trust, right? So, you know, there are lots of things that we decide in life. But nothing better than to decide to give your life to God. So here it comes. Okay, so I made the decision. Okay, I'm all ready. I'm so happy, and I feel that, you know, I'm doing my best, trying to get close to God. But here comes that report, right? So what do we do as humans? Okay, in general, in my opinion, as you know, when we hear bad report, what we do is fight, okay, this reigning with Christ. We fight it. We are not, we start doubting, right? Which means we are fighting the reigning, okay? Doubt, the definition for doubt, it means to be uncertain about something, to be on the side. When you are on the side, you are not stable, right? You just don't know what is the decision you're going to make. Well, so what better? What do you do? You go and look for information, right? You read. You get yourself the knowledge to understand, you know, and to have all that that will help you to make a decision. Well, what better person than a doctor, right? He has the knowledge and is well accepted to, okay, well, doctor said I have throat, my throat is sick, so I have to take the medicine, but so I have to take it because that's the only thing the doctor said is going to help me, right? Because the doctor said it. So when Mina was about 2 years old, two months old, I was rocking her close to the window, and we went past the light, the phone light, and I saw that her vision didn't react as how it's supposed to. And I just wonder, I mean, what is this? So I got the light from the phone at night time and kind of passed through her face. And she didn't react. The pupil, you know, the eye. So I was like, I went to William and said, William, Mina's not seeing the light. And my husband just woke up and said, what are you saying to me? You're saying that Mina's blind? And I said, I don't know. I just know that there is something not right. So we took her to the doctor. And the doctor said, I'm going to refer you to the ophthalmologist. So we went to the ophthalmologist, and that day we got there. Okay, I was with Mina, and doctors don't usually tell you right away, right? They will just make you wonder what is going on. So I was just wondering what is going on, and she said, "I'm just very insistent." So I said, "What's happening?" You know, and she said, "Oh, we can't tell you yet." I said, but what is it? Is it bad? I mean, what is it? Her eyes moved very fast when she was younger. So I thought that she just had a lazy eye, you know, that they have to fix an operation, that they, you know. Okay, well, the doctor said at the end, she said, she has a condition called septo-optic dysplasia. And I was like, okay, what is that? So she said, well, it's the condition, you know, her optic nerves are underdeveloped. what comes to your mind, right?
She's blind.
That's what it is. She's blind.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, God, this is hard. Okay. And she said, go and search. Don't be scared. You're going to find a lot of things. Don't be scared. Just do a search. So I did. I went to search. And here comes the fear. Okay. We just talked about doubt. But here comes also fear. Right? You have that fear in your heart. Ah, what is going on? I'm not in control. Okay? It's my daughter. It's part of me. Definition means a distressing emotion aroused by impending danger, evil, or pain. And there the Bible mentioned two specific types of fear. The first type is the fear we have of the Lord. The second type is the spirit of fear. It's mentioned in 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Okay? God doesn't give us fear. The spirit of fear is not from God. But well, okay, we took her to a neurologist. Okay? The neurologist, the procedure was an MRI. So we came back for the results. And the doctor said, I have bad news. Right? And I just sat down and listened. He explained everything. She's going to see so little that she's going to be seeing shapes of things. Like when you see those pictures that is just black and you see just buildings, you know, the buildings, but you don't see the buildings, you know, like it. That's how she was going to see things. Okay, so she wasn't going to see. She wasn't going to see everything God has created. And as a mom, you want the best for your kids, right? So just imagine how hard it was to listen to it. But I just knew. I just had some little right there. It just was in my heart. That was telling me, this is not what it is. This is not what God has for me. Okay? But still, there was fear, right? I was really fearful of not knowing what was going to happen to her. And what I mean is, how much was she really going to see? You know, how was she going to develop? I wasn't in control, and I'm a person who liked to be in control. Okay, who doesn't, right? Mm-hmm. We like to be in control of our stuff, our kids, our husband, our everything, right? I wasn't. You know, the most precious gift I have had in my life, and I wasn't in control. I couldn't change it. I couldn't go inside her and change. Here it comes. In my head, I was like, who report am I going to believe? God's report or the doctor's report? Right? You have to make a decision. Here's a Bible verse that says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love.
What is that?
Oh, sorry, yes. 1 John 4:18. And the thing here is that we have to realize the fear and doubt take away any miracle that is there for us. If we just take it away, you will never know that it was there. So we have to understand that we don't have to fear, because God didn't give us that spirit of fear, right? And what better example than Peter, right? Peter, God came to Peter and said, give me your hand, walk with me in the water, right? He did. He trusted God, okay? He came out of the boat, started walking, okay? But what happened? Every step, he started paying attention to the wind and to the lighting or whatever it was around. And he stopped paying attention to God. So he started thinking, right? He started sinking and falling away from God. This is so beautiful. I'm enjoying it so much. what the spirit of fear wants for us is for us to be unstable.
Unstable.
Mm-hmm. Unreliable and uncertain about our thoughts and about God's promise. Right? And then, that wasn't just enough. Here comes the blame. Okay? I have heard in the TV a man talking about his daughter. He had a daughter who had a condition. She didn't move. She didn't talk. She didn't speak. She just had emotions in her face. And he said, I blamed myself. Right? And it's normal. It's humans mean to blame ourselves or blame others. More easy, right? Than blame ourselves. But because we don't have an explanation. So we just blame others. Blame ourselves. Here in Matthew 5:45, it says, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to tell you something before. But I couldn't find a really, really mistake I made or a sin I made that it was so heavy that my daughter had to be born like that, right? I was like, God, why did I do? Forgive me. Forgive me. I repent, whatever I did. In Matthew 5:45 says, so that you might be sons of your Father, who is in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on evil and on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and unjust. Right? So this is a really important Bible verse. Because we blame others or blame ourselves. But when we blame ourselves, it's even more difficult. Right? Because we really think we are ashamed. What did we do? But no, we are not. It didn't happen because we were bad. It says the rain falls on the just and unjust. Bad things happen to good people too. Right? And why? You will think, why? Why? We're good, right? We try to do the best. Well, it's the suffering is not always a result of the same. God loves sufferers, so we become more dependent upon Him.
That's right.
Right? So we have a testimony. Right? The blame, okay. After reading and having all the search I did, here comes a little something more. There was just not her eyesight. She was supposed to be affected with her development. Okay. So, when I read, there was a hormone problem. Okay. She was not going to be growing as any other kid. She was going to stay small, and she had to take medicine to grow. There was a thyroid problem. The thyroid problem too that was going to come, which I read, okay. And then learning problems. She was going to have her be slow, okay. Not learning as much as, you know, any other person. And then with the growing problem also, what she was going to have a walking problem. Her muscles were not going to develop as normal as any other kid, etc. Mm-hmm. Lots of things that I can talk about it, but these were the main things that it really chopped me. So this wasn't going to stop until I decided to understand that God was in control. Mm-hmm. All this information, all these bad reports, all these things, you know, they were not going to stop. Okay? And this is the hardest part, I think, in my process, because see, we were going through this with our daughter, and my husband was unemployed. Okay, for about when we got the news, he was about almost a year, without a job. So you think, God, what are you doing to me?
So you have a medical insurance?
We did, thank God.
Oh, okay.
Thank God, because we had Medicare.
Medicaid,
and I thank God for it.
Yeah.
And I hope that whatever president will come will never change that. Mm-hmm. Because Will and I will have a billing as big as I don't know what to pay. We will die before we pay that bill. So I'm going to read a Bible verse. It says Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Okay. So here it comes. Good. You know, good things. You know, don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. So what better example than Job, right? Yeah. Job was a good man. Mm-hmm. A good man who had it all. You know? He was the wealthiest man in the world, right? And the evil couldn't stand it. He just couldn't stand that it was something happy as Job. And so he came to the Lord and said, there is no one on earth like him. Okay? So we have to do something. So the God said, challenge the devil, telling him everything he has is in your power, but on the man himself do not lay a finger. So God allowed the evil to touch him, okay, to take away all that he had, because he said, the evil said, as soon as we take away all that, guess what? He's gonna, you know, complain with God, right? But when Job lost just about everything, he fell on the ground and worshiped.
Yep.
Right? So what a beautiful message, right? He didn't have anything. He was a good man, but there was nothing else to count on him but God. And that was a little bit of what I felt. I wasn't in control.
Right.
I couldn't do anything else. I couldn't change your vision. My husband couldn't find a job. You know? Just God. There was just God. And I'm so, so thankful that I have my husband. Because he came to me and said, you have to trust God. If you don't trust God, fool it in your heart. Because he knows. Don't fake it. He knows your heart.
He does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So we can say, oh, yes, yes, thank you, I'm so handsome. But he knows what is in his heart. So my husband said, don't fake it. Trust him. So here it comes. After all that fighting, you know, fear, doubt, and blame, I was tired. I was really, really tired, exhausted. I was like, this is too heavy for me. This is just too much. So I decided to trust him. See, here's an important thing that I found out as a, you know, person growing in God, is a big difference of knowing the word of God than trusting God. Anybody can say, I know God. I know about God. I know the Bible. I know the verses, right? But if you don't trust him, you don't really know about God. The definition about trust is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. I think I'm running out of the time. I'm going to rush. When you trust someone or something, your life is stable, right? That unstableness of fear and doubt and blame goes away because you trust. It's like when you get in the car, okay, and the light of brakes comes on and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't trust the car. I don't trust the brakes. Right? You are not going to drive that car because you're fearful. Right? You have to trust for you to say, okay, I'm going to fix the brakes. That's the only way I'm going to drive that car. When you trust the Lord, this is the thing. When you trust the Lord, you understand that you can hear bad report. You can hear it. People will tell you bad report, right? You cannot take this class this semester. Let's take it next semester, right? It depends on how much important it is for us. You know, the news that we hear will be a bad report, but when we are with God, we understand that God is in control. And it's so beautiful. And it's so beautiful, this experience I have had. Because God took away the control I had in my life. Everything that I had control on, he took it away. And it was the only way that he really caught my attention. Because I was like, now what? You know? I cannot do it myself. I have to trust him. The only way. Stop fighting. Stop fighting. Okay. The good when I decided to trust him, I understood. I used to blame myself and of course all this and ask, why Mina? Mm-hmm. I took care of my pregnancy. I didn't drink. I didn't use drugs. I didn't even eat fish, raw fish that I loved. and she still, you know, she still have this condition. But I understood that God does not make mistakes. He does not. If he is taking you to a bumpy road, he has a purpose for you. He does. We might not see it. And of course, it's so hard to see it, right? When we have difficult, you know, moments in our lives. It's just so hard to see, okay, well, where's the light? You know? But he has a purpose for you. And here's the Bible verse. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. So, I'm sorry. Proverbs 3:5-8. So the way I learned how to trust God was by prayer. Right? The prayer taught me how to thank God at any time, anywhere. Washing dishes, cleaning the bathtub, you know, walking, doing anything. And I started having a relationship with God. Every time I felt, I doubt, I was like, no, I'm going to pray. And I just pray so hard. I will pray for hours in my head. Mm-hmm. Right? Playing with me now, whatever. And thanking God for every little detail. Like when she started saying, the cut. Here's the cut. Right? Mm-hmm. For any other mom will say, good God. Mm-hmm. For me, it was like,
amen.
And the prayer gave me peace. So I'm going to learn, I'm going to read the Bible verse Matthew 21:22 about prayer. And whether you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Okay. And then I'm going to read a Bible verse about peace. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. That's us talking to God, right? Having a relationship with Him. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So we understand that we are not in control. God is in control. And we let Him be in control. Yeah. And with all that trust, I found love. Okay? The definition of love is intense feeling of deep affection. Okay? Who doesn't want to be loved? We want to be loved. Right? We love to be loved. Yeah. It's like so, like the best feeling when we are loved. And nothing better than the love of God. Nothing better than the love of God. My mom used to say, Andrea, when I was growing up. Remember this. If you don't love yourself, you cannot love anything else. Okay. I had promised Dylan when my father, he was not with us. He never even lived with us. He even said that I wasn't his daughter. So I had those problems. But my mom said, you have to forgive yourself and love yourself, because anything of this is about you. Anything that will happen between them. So I learned, I have to love myself. I really have to be happy. And I want to let go of all that, of all that. Okay, so that was an extra. So when I realized that there was a love, I realized that I had to love my daughter. I had to love her, to give her all the love I could, right? And by loving her, I'm saying that when the doctor said she cannot learn, I'm going to teach her. She cannot walk. I'm going to hold her until she walks. She's not going to see. I'm going to read to her. Show her pictures. Tell her the colors, the numbers. See? The thing here is amazing. The doctor said, lately she said, he said, Mina's not going to see colors. Right? And I said, we'll see. Amen. We'll see. Amen. And Mina knows about 10 colors right now. It's just beautiful. I'm going to read Bible verses. 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It's not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. That's the thing that kept me so happy and so joyful. Teaching my daughter, being with her, seeing her growing. The doctor said the last report that we got was that she saved from the right eye, she sees normal for a 2-year-old in her middle, in the center. He was a little concerned about her peripheral because she has kind of sweet spots that she used, so she does this a lot. Mm-hmm. And this eye fell asleep because this eye is so strong. Right. Mm-hmm. So we're patching her eye today, 2 hours a day. So I can explain how happy I was when I heard my daughter sing. We have pictures, okay, about everything. Animals, things outside. We have a picture of a sky. And we were outside, playing and walking. And she said, sky, Mom. Mm-hmm. I just stopped. Praise the Lord. Yeah. See, as an adult, we don't usually pay attention to the sky, right? We're so busy. It meant the world to me. After understanding all this, I just was so thankful for God because of His grace. He's so beautiful. He forgives us. He cleans us. He loves us. He supports us. He comforts us. And there is a comfort that I have never met in my life than the comfort God gives us. Definition of grace is mercy or pardon. Grace means to get something that you do not deserve. Mercy means you do not get punished that you deserve. Thank you so much.
Mercy.
What is it?
The mercy.
The mercy, I'm sorry. Mercy means you did not get a punishment that you deserve. Compassion. And God is abundant in grace and mercy and compassion. Right? I have a Bible verse that says, Psalm 23:4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they will comfort. God changed my life. He saved me. He changed my daughter's life, my family's life. You know, there is always a purpose. My mom read the Bible, and she understood that she had to forgive herself in order to love somebody else. And she's so desperate to love me now, even though she doesn't see her really because they're in Costa Rica. But there is a purpose. Don't ever doubt that there is a purpose for you. That God wants you to listen to Him, to reign with Him, to accept Him. Because, see, now, after fighting with Him, after discovering the trust, the love, and the grace, I know God is in me. If God is in me, what better way to reign with Him than to love others, than to love what you do, right? Than to do the good, do the right thing. It's not easy. It's not easy. That's why it was saying many get the bigger road, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's easy. But when you get this small little path, you have the joy. Mm-hmm. And everything, there will come more bad news, right? Always. But I have to say, bad news are not something I'm afraid of now. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I hear people complaining about, you know, life. Things and trauma, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, I'm not for that.
Amen.
I'm not for that. I heard a bad news. And that's nothing for me. So, I just want you to leave you with the message of Let God in your life. Let God reign in your life. Let God control your life. Because if God is in control, there's nothing to be afraid of. Okay? And remind you that do not doubt. Trust the Lord. Pray so you will have a relationship with God. And this is the thing. Everybody has a unique relationship with God. My relationship with God is different than Deborah's. Deborah has a unique relationship with God. Nobody has to teach you how to have a relationship with God. God is so good that He will find the way to have a relationship with you. Do not fear. Love what you do. Right? Be patient on the Lord. When you love what you do, you're not in a rush. Right? When you love your job, you're not like, okay, I'll take you. Bye. Right? You're not rushing to get out. You're just patiently enjoying what you do. Do not blame. Don't blame yourself. Don't blame others. God's grace is sufficient, and He will come for you. God bless you all. Mm-hmm.